Welcome to Spectrum, a daily public affairs presentation of WCSM. And now, here's Spectrum, the talk of Mercer and Auglaize County.
Hey, thank you so much for joining us for Spectrum. I'm your host, Kevin Sandler. Happy to welcome Laura Gurman from St. Mary's to the program. Laura, appreciate you coming. Good to see you.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, appreciate you, answering the call I put out last week to get a guest today. I like to do that every now and then because I meet people I might not normally know about or know what they're doing. So with that, let's kind of jump into this a little bit. Share with us your background a little bit. As you said, you're from St. Mary's, right? You got family and everything, right?
Yep. I grew up on a farm just north of St. Mary's. I have always loved writing ever since I was a little girl. I've always written stories and different creative ventures and things like that. And so that's kind of always been something I have loved to do, just kind of like as a hobby.
Right. And for what you're up to now, you've got a blog you started in January called Testimony is True, which people can read online. Was that kind of an extension of that? What kind of made you do that?
So I am strong in my Christian faith, and that's what has led this blog project. I really first became a Christian when I was 6 years old, raised in church. And then when I... I've always carried my faith with me, but as far as like it really having an impact on how I live my life, been kind of spotty. And then in September of last year, I'm sure you remember when Jerzy Poff passed away in St. Mary's, and that just really impacted me. It impacted my whole community and other communities around us, and just and it had a really big impact on me personally, and it really just like transformed my heart in a way that I just kept getting these urges of to creativity, to write, to put my thoughts on paper somehow, and so that's kind of how it started.
Maybe when we were growing up, that was kind of the only way to put your thoughts was on paper, right?
Yeah.
You had to maybe show a few friends, or you could make a few copies and hand them out. But we didn't have what we have now. So when you decide to do something like this, you've got, a way to get it out there you didn't before, right? Thanks to the internet.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of tools that you can use to get your message out. As you see, like, everybody's got a blog or a podcast or something. But I just think, there's something distinct about testimonies. And when I say testimony, I'm kind of describing, sometimes you might think a testimony is like someone's come to Jesus moment or when they found their faith. But it can really, I see it as a broader term than that, as faith related, but it can really be about anything. Any way that your faith has impacted you to take action or just to change somehow.
All right, so let's get into that too, as far as what testimonies are, because the thing is, as you said, you started a blog, and one thing that a blog probably needs is a focus, right? I mean, sometimes if you go off in too many directions, you might confuse
your
audience.
You've got to find your niche.
And that's what I wanted to talk about, that. What is it about testimony that really excites you, and how do you find them?
I have always loved true stories, Whenever you see inspired by a true story, like there's just something magnetic about that. And I have always I go on different websites, and there's videos and all kinds of different testimonies you can read about or watch about people, both like famous people on a platform, and then sometimes just regular people too. So I've just always... there's just something powerful about listening to someone tell their story from their perspective, what they've been through, where they were, and what they've come through, and they come through on the other side of it.
True, and obviously you probably would use the term inspiring, right?
Yes.
In other words, you might think about some things you've been through and how hard that is, and you think, well, okay, this is pretty difficult, but look what this person went through. I think I can do this,
And that's the thing about, God does not waste anything. He doesn't waste any of your grief or any of the trauma or difficult things you've been through. He's going to use them to help others. And when you really just, like, lay it down, surrender to him and say, like, I'm here, God, I want you, just use my talents, use my experiences. I want to help others, and I want to give you the glory for it.
All right. And so when you talked about how you would read a lot of testimonies, how would you find them? Were there certain websites, or was there some searching you had to do online? How did you start finding stories?
One website I look at a lot is called I Am Second, and they're video testimonies from all kinds of different people. There's athletes, there's singers, I mean, pretty much people from any walk of life. And a lot of them are more high profile, but some of them are a little more obscure. But they're just really well done, very simple. It's just like the person sitting in a chair. They're actually called white chair films.
And
they just tell their story.
And they obviously you show that. And some other things, too, like you, some of the things that you share on, your blog, which is really easy to find. It's just testimoniestrue.blog. That really easy to find and remember that way. And then some of the things, I mean, people can learn about your dad, right?
That one I did like about a month ago. The latest one is actually related to Jersey's story, as I mentioned before. Her parents and close friends have made like a, it's called the Live Like Jersey Foundation. It was a bingo fundraiser. And I had volunteered for that, and God just really put it on my heart to bless others somehow through this. I actually, when it was in 2002, I actually lost my cousin. She was 14 years old. Her name was Lauren Gieslin. And she passed away suddenly. So that was 22 years ago. And so obviously when this situation with Jersey happened, it brought back a lot of those feelings and memories, and just they all kind of bubbled to the surface. So I think that's one of the reasons that impacted me so deeply. It's just because, like, it just brought all that back to mind.
And I think it's great you did something positive with it, because let's face it, for some people, when that comes back, some really bad things can happen. Mm-hmm. You know, like, we're talking mental health crisis to coping mechanism, just pain, you know?
Yes, and that's exactly what happened. It really just broke me in a way and it caught me totally off guard. But I think a lot of times, I think God uses us when we just, like, are totally broken. And that's when he has the space to pick us up and lift us up and show us, like, what his plan is for us. And that's really incredible.
And some of the things you talk about also, just to give people an idea of what's on the blog and kind of how you relate, these are all things we remember. You talked about the death of Toby Keith.
Yeah.
And then one that I think is great, you titled it, It Could Have Been Us. And that was in regards to the tornado. And the thing is, that's something that we all experienced together. A lot of kids and friends may have asked us, hey, are we going to be okay? And you had to kind of go, I don't know. We didn't know.
Scary.
Yeah. And that was one that this time it hit Indian Lake. Obviously that's fairly close to us. We kind of understand how close that could have been us.
I saw videos of the funnel cloud hovering right above or just the edge of town in St. Mary's. Like, that could have easily been us. Yeah, it was chilling.
And that's something that sometimes you just, like you said, you got to talk about it, share some thoughts on it. And, you know, people have questions like, why did this happen? And that sort of, and what is interesting is what you did was you talked about, what your church did, which is Wayne Street Church of St. Mary's. We have to be distinctive. Wayne Street's got a few churches.
Yeah.
Right? So this is Wayne Street Church of St. Mary's and how they kind of stepped up, you know, to offer some help. And you even mentioned too, for example, Indian Lake High School gym was so packed full of supplies, you couldn't see the gym floor. And that's kind of what you're talking about. The good, you know, that people showed.
Just tragedy just galvanizes people to come together, despite their differences. And it's like there is good in the world still, and it's encouraging. And it's easy to feel alone, just with everything going on. And I know there's some podcasts that I listen to for encouragement. in my faith and just daily walk. And it's just, it's always good to have an encouraging word to share with others.
All right. And we'll talk about some other things on that as well. Are you also able to, you know, kind of share a lot of these experiences with your kids? I know that they can either be really interested in what you're doing, or they might say, oh, mom's going on her walk again, or mom's listening to a podcast. And sometimes it's hard to get them into stuff, right?
I actually, last night, when I put my kids to bed for their bedtime story, I read them the blog that I wrote about the Live Like Jersey Bingo. And they really enjoyed it, especially my oldest, Elise, who I mentioned and talked about in the blog, just our experience together being a part of that. And she's just like, I really like that. Like, and, you know, it's those little seeds that you're planting in their hearts and living by example that, I mean, you know, they may not sprout for years and years to come, but, I mean, the impact is so, can be so profound.
Yeah, at some point, you know, I think we've all turned to our parents later and said, okay, you were right.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
And you'll get that moment, too.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting for mine, but, you know, it's true. You eventually, as you said, it does have to grow over time.
Yep. Yeah, it's a lot of patience, and I just want to stress, too, like, I have been in my Bible every day. I just feel like I just want to learn more. And that's the main thing, is to keep you protected from the enemy, is to keep yourself in the Word and keep your thoughts on the things unseen. And, yeah, those are the things that are going to last.
All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to talk more with Laura as we continue here on Spectrum. Don't go anywhere.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop, opt out. Minimum purchase required. Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid within promotional period. Go to windowappointmentnow.com for full offer details.
Attention homeowners. Do you know when to replace your windows? Feeling too hot or cold? Fog between the glass? Spending too much on expensive energy that literally goes out the window? It's time to replace. And right now you can get a free in-home window consultation and free price quote from Renewal by Anderson. Plus, with our spring savings event, you can buy one window or door and get one 40% off when you buy four or more units. Just text OLD to 200-300 for your free consultation on top quality affordable windows or patio doors for no dollars down, no monthly payments, and no interest for a year. That's right, you don't pay a dime for an entire year. Text OLD to 200-300 to buy one window or door and get one 40% off. And right now, save an extra $30 off every unit. Hurry, this incredible offer is only in April. Text OLD to 200-300. Text the word OLD to 200-300. OLD to 200-300.
Hey, we're back on Spectrum. Laura Gurman's with us from St. Mary's. She's got a blog that's called Testimony is True. You can actually view that yourself. It's testimonyistrue.blog. And, you know, she talks about some things that have happened, obviously, in your life, but also some things that you just happen to find and you want to share, you know, your thoughts with. Like you talked about, Tim Benjamin's, visiting the Philippines, you know, for example, his first mission trip where he found himself on an active volcano in the Philippines, for example, you know, stuff like that.
And that's one thing that I really enjoy, is getting to know other people and meet other people and just hear them tell their stories. Like, it's so simple, but I just really, like, I love doing it.
And some other things, I'm sure there are also some times that, you know, you, like us, you know, you read, you know, the news, you know, where you kind of talk about some things, like I lived on Parker Avenue, for example,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a very, very powerful doc. It's only a half hour, but
That's not bad. Yeah. Most people have a half an hour to it, yeah, then you can kind of read your thoughts on it, too,
yes,
right?
And it's a true story that was pretty much caught on film. This man who was adopted met his birth parents, and it's all caught in real time. And, yeah, it's really...
It is
really awesome.
Neat. And for people who would, you know, like to talk about some things you talked about, you know, your cousin, for example, there was a blog post about that and how you remember her. And I think you also, you're kind of asking, you know, people as well, you know, that you can, they can share, you know, some of their trauma, some of what they've
absolutely
been through. And and sometimes, you know, people don't always, you know, they think, I don't know if we want to talk about that. Are you sure you want to ask people to talk about it? But on the other hand, it's not like you don't think about it every day either, right?
Yeah. And that was one thing, like, I mean, for the longest time, I mean, I felt like I really didn't have a testimony worth sharing for myself. Just because, like, you know, I was raised in church. I didn't really have this dramatic moment where I was one way and then the other way. I really didn't have that until this past September when I mean, everything changed for me. And it just, like, I mean, it was like God was telling me, your story matters, and you need to share it. And I've given you these talents, and I feel like I have a responsibility to share those. I'm not, like, I don't like being in the public eye. I'm a behind the scenes kind of person, more like, I don't like being the center of attention, but, just feel like, you know, if we don't tell people about these things, how are they going to know?
Right. In other words, you don't always like to be, you know, front and center, but sometimes you have to be.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's a purpose for it.
All right. And what's also interesting is you do get responses, too.
Yeah.
People can respond back to the blog. And maybe even people just, you know, might find you on social media and send you a message. Hey, I really like that. Do you get that a lot?
Oh, yeah. I actually have a story about that with the recent blog that I wrote about. His name was Carson Hughes. He was a young photographer, lived in Osgood, Indiana. And I had just heard about his story through the news. He was actually, he was a wildlife photographer, and he had spent like just hours and hours at this state park by his home. And he went missing. It was actually right pretty soon after the tornadoes here happened. He'd went missing. And he had gone out on his kayak to take pictures. And there was, like, pretty intense, like, search for him over that weekend. And they did eventually find him deceased. But his story was really amazing in that he had just networked with a lot of other wildlife photographers from all over the world, really, all over the country, all over the world. And his photos, the photos that he took, which I shared some of them on the blog.
Yes, you did. Are
incredible. Like, and he was 18 years old. And
yeah.
And anyway, to get back to where I was going with that, so I wrote that blog, just felt inspired, got the words down, and then I privately sent it to Carson's dad, Jason, just like through Facebook Messenger. I just sent him a message, said, hey, I heard about your son's story and just felt really inspired by this. So I just privately sent it to him. Didn't really expect anything of it, just hoped that they would be blessed by it somehow. Carson's mom shared it on her profile. And it kind of blew up and got like 1,500 views, which is
great. And
yeah.
I would encourage people to go ahead and look at some of these pictures. Some of them, I mean, some of the animals, the owl, the bald eagle, looks like he somehow got them to look into the camera for him and pose.
It's amazing. He just lived and breathed it. It was his passion. And that was what I really took away from his story, was to chase your passion. And he was a strong Christian, which I am so thankful for, to know that he is in heaven. It moved me to tears when I heard what his mom had said about the blog. Like, she said, you wrote it as if you knew him. And I did not know him, but the Holy Spirit knows him. And the Holy Spirit was the one that gave me the words. And I'm just so thankful that, I was used to bless them in that way. they're going through, you know, such a hard time that we understand what that's like.
No question. I want to give people, again, a chance if they want to know more. Obviously, they can you know, do what I did, visit testimonyistrue.blog. They can find you on social media, right? And
yeah.
Another way, if they want to talk to you more directly and ask any questions or even share some things. I'm sure you always appreciate mm-hmm. the occasional, hey, check this out, you know.
Oh, absolutely. Get, right? Yes. Oh, yeah. I'm trying to get the word out more about the blog. I gave you one of these little magnets I had made up.
Indeed, yeah.
And I'm just trying to tell everybody about it. And whether or not, you know, they read it is up their decision. But I just am trying to make it available to people. Yeah. I mean, because we can all use more encouragement.
Not only that, I think even for you, everybody needs a hobby or two. And you have found one. And who knows where this can go. Right?
Yeah. That's the exciting thing when you really, like... It you know, we're human beings. We want to control everything. We want to see everything laid out in a neat little plan. But that's not how God works. And when you really surrender and just say, like, walk by faith and say, I'm here, God. Here's my offering of my gifts and myself. Take and use them how you will. And his plan's always so much better than ours is. Time and time again, it always is. And He never fails you.
All right, Laura, thanks again, you know, for coming on. We appreciate it and wish you luck.
Thank you. Right. Appreciate it.